This is On Milkshakes and Mutants, written by Perfaith, read by Mistborn Hero, a Leverage and X-Men crossover featuring the relationship Alec Hardison, Parker, Elliot Spencer, as well as the characters Storm and Scott Summers. It is tagged for Crossover, Mind Control, Mutant Parker, Secret Powers, Superpowers, Found Family, OT3, Team. X-Men recruitment speeches kind of suck. Summary. In which Parker is a mutant, and it doesn't necessarily change anything. Parker doesn't use her power. Parker has made a career out of not using her power. When she was 9, she was in a foster home with 7 other children, and one of them, Owen, who was older and bigger and stronger, ordered them all around. Fetch me a glass of water, do my homework, clean my room, make my bed, eat that worm, do something funny. And if you didn't do it, he hit you or hurt one of the really small ones and made them say you did it. Parker hated him. Her power is too much like Owen for her to be comfortable with to use it. So instead of making people give her things, she takes them. It is much more exciting than just ordering them anyway. So she travels around the world, takes whatever she wants with her skills, not her power, doesn't use it for months and years and eternities, and it's okay. It is good. Parker is Parker, and she is weird, but she's not a freak, and she doesn't make people do stuff. Well, okay, she does, but it's not in that way. She bats her lashes at Hardison like Sophie showed her, and she punches Elliot in the shoulder and tells him, "But I want to." And they both help her rob an art gallery on a weekend on nothing but a whim and a pretty please. But it's not a power. That's not cheating. That's just because they are Elliot and Hardison, and they are her boys, and they do a lot of stupid stuff for her, just like she does for them. She lets Elliot rant about that one cooking show he hates, and tries out Alec's gadgets for him, and when he hides behind a screen too long, she throws him off a building, and then leaps after him. And when Elliot gets hurt, she wraps herself around him very carefully, her back to the door, for once, to keep watch so he can sleep and heal. That's feelings, and Parker isn't very good at it, but good enough for them. And that's the problem. Feelings. Because the job goes wrong, Sophie and Nate are trapped and cut off, and there are half a dozen thugs holding half a dozen guns to Alec and Elliot's head. Alec has no tools, and Elliot can't reach them because they are professionals, staying out of range, and there is nothing anyone can do, nothing, 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 and the boys are going to die, holes in their heads and their faces gone, and Elliot will never feed her again, and Alec will never spend the night letting her beat him at Halo again, and Parker will be alone again, and no. No. So she drops out of the airbent, ignores Elliot's scream for her to leave them, run, and turns to face the bad guys. Well, the worst guys. "Drop the guns," she says, and lets it into her voice. The other, the weird, and the man's eyes go glassy. "Drop them," she repeats. And they all do, their gazes unfocused, and Parker bites her lip and keeps going. "Go to the wall. Face it. Sit down. Put your head between your knees and stay there until you've counted to 10,000. Slowly. She gives them a shove with her mind, with her power, with it, and they all turn and walk to the wall and sit down and put their heads between their knees and start counting. And Elliot and Hardison are staring at her, but Parker just shakes her head and says, "Sophie and Nate." And they're off to save the other two. Elliot beats a few people up, and Hardison blows something up a little, and they drop Nate and Sophie at the bar, and Alec opens his mouth to ask, and Elliot's gaze settles on her like a weight, and Parker lunges out of the car and runs. She doesn't run home because the boys know where that is, stupid, and she doesn't go where her safe house is because the boys know where those are, stupid. Doesn't even rob one of her stashes because the boys know where those are too, stupid. Instead, she runs until they stop chasing, runs some more, and then pickpockets a dozen people in under 5 minutes, enough cash to get her out of town because she knows what happens now. Her power is scary. It even scares Parker herself, so of course it scares them too. She could make them do anything, and how can they know that she hasn't already? Maybe she made them do all kinds of things, and then made them forget it. She could. She never would, but they don't know it. Her power is scary, and it's creepy, and Parker hates it, and now they all hate it, too. So it's better if she just goes. But first, she needs something to eat because using her power makes her tired and hungry and exhausted, and if she doesn't eat, she might pass out, and that is a problem. It is late, so she finds a random fast food joint, doesn't think about Hardison, orders 2 burgers, large fries, and a milkshake, and sits down. Eats. She is on the 2nd burger when a guy with really weird sunglasses and a woman with white hair sit down across from her. "Hello, Parker," the woman says, and Parker draws her legs under her, tenses to run. The man raises both hands. "Please, we're only here to talk. We mean no harm."
"We are like you," the woman says.
"Like me?"
"Mutants," the woman says.
Her voice is soft, and her accent is like when Alec tries to do African businessman and overshoots again, but more melodic. It's a nice voice. Parker doesn't fall for it.
"I'm not a mutant," she says reflexively. "Never admit anything."
"Yes, you are," the man says. "The professor felt your power and sent us to find you."
"Professor? That doesn't sound good."
Parker puts down her burger. The woman reaches out over the table, and Parker jerks back hard enough to almost spill her shake. The woman withdraws.
"Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I'm Storm, and this is Scott. We are mutants, and we live in a place where it is safe for people like us, a school. The professor is a telepath, and he felt what you did today. He said your powers work a lot like his, and if you want to, he can teach you control."
Parker almost snorts. She has control, she just doesn't use her power. That's control enough, and if that professor guy hasn't noticed her until now, well, it works, obviously. If it ain't broke, Elliot would say, why try and fix it?
"I don't need help," she counters.
Scott does snort, obviously not believing her. He is stupid. Storm seems nicer.
"Everyone needs help. The school is a great place, Parker. It is full of people like us. and you wouldn't have to be scared. You would be among friends.
She looks like she wants to say more, but a deep voice from behind Parker growls.
She's got enough friends, so scram.
Parker looks at Elliot, who is standing there in full battle mode, frowny face and bald fists and all, and Alec is looming behind him, looking almost as dangerous, and Parker eeps. She's not proud of it.
Don't beat them up, she tells Elliot. I think they're good guys, because they offered help, and they talked about a school, and they weren't lying. She can tell that they weren't lying. He snarls at her.
Don't care. They ain't taking you anywhere, girl.
Scott doesn't like that. I think that's Parker's decision, not yours, whoever you are.
Yeah, well, no.
Alec counters, shouldering up beside Elliot.
I'm all for Parker doing whatever she wants, but not when she's being dumb, and she's being dumb right now, so no. You can't have her, so scram before my very angry friend here loses his cool and folds you into a pretzel.
For emphasis, Elliot slides one foot back into a ready position and throws his hair.
I'm sorry, Parker blurts, but I had to. They were going to shoot you, and I couldn't let them do it, and I promise I've never done it to you. Please don't be mad, I'm sorry.
Her voice sounds too high-pitched at the end, and Parker almost cringes because she's not 9 anymore. Storm makes an angry noise behind her, and Parker spins to keep everyone in her sight and away from her back. Hardison instantly softens.
We never thought you did, Parker. You wouldn't do that. That way you ran?
They don't think she used her power on them?
But you looked angry.
Elliot doesn't take his eyes off Scott.
Because you were stupid and dropped into a room full of armed thugs, Parker, not because you saved our lives, and not because you're a mutant.
She flinches. Alec deflates, completely, and nudges past Elliot to squish into the booth next to her, stealing her shake.
Idiot, he tells her fondly, wrapping his free arm around her. You're a bag of crazy, but you're our bag of crazy.
Storm opens her mouth to protest, maybe, but Parker shakes her head.
So it's okay? Yeah,
Elliot answers.
Running off, though, that ain't.
He finally stops trying to kill Scott with his eyes and looks at her instead.
You don't go running off, darling.
Sorry. Parker, the school. Scott starts again. He still looks angry at the boys. Parker gets it. Elliot can be scary sometimes.
Like saviors?
Elliot asks suddenly. Surprised, Storm nods. Yes, you know it?
Logan's still up there.
She nods again.
Tell him Spencer said hi. Fucker still owes me a beer.
Then he shoves Alec into Parker and squeezes into the seat with them.
Parker should be with her people, Scott says, because Scott is apparently A, a poophead, and B, really grumpy. Parker doesn't like him.
Alec pulls Parker into his side.
She is, he says simply, and he's warm and smells like sweat and orange soda and Alec, and Parker knows he's really not mad at her.
She cranes around him to look at Elliot, who's mopping up burger sauce with her leftover fries. He catches her look and winks, not mad either.
She knows they'll have to talk about it because Alec is involved and he always wants to talk, but it's okay. They don't hate her. Parker steals her milkshake back, takes a long pull from the straw, smacks her lips, and tells the other two mutants, "I'm staying with the boys. Never liked the school anyway." Scott frowns, Storm smiles, and Alec tries to get the milkshake again. She smacks his hand away and drains it in one go, even though the brain freeze is terrible. Elliot just rolls his eyes at them and complains that the fries are soggy and overly salted. It's okay. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Polypod Week 2024. Oh fuck, 2024. I was still saying 2023 because everything else was 2023 for Boys Team Mystery Box 2023, which runs 2023 to the first week of 2024. And now numbers have stopped having meaning. So, anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.